Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking about a subject that any one of us at any given time, I think, like to hear about. What is that subject? Well, it's living boldly. How does that sound to you? Well, we're going to be talking about that. My guest, Marianne Rademacher, she is on Whidbey Island in the state of Washington, and she has been involved in all kinds of things, and she'll tell us about that in a moment. But she does some very special things, creating unique posters. She loves to inspire people to live with purpose, and that is what this is all about today. Marianne, welcome to the show. Uh-oh. Where's Marianne?
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to...
I don't know what happened, but we're going to call her right back and get her. Marianne is a woman, as I was saying, that's done a lot of different things, a lot of unique things. And living boldly, when you hear that, what comes into your mind? In your own mind, what does living boldly mean? Well, Marianne and I are going to be discussing that with you, because there are so many aspects to living boldly. And she's a woman that, believe me, has done a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and consequently has been empowered as a person to put it to pen, to give it to us, so that we can use it as a tool that's going to enable us to look at our options. How many times do we not want to do that? She's got a quote in her book. It says, to change your life, start immediately. Do it flamboyantly. No exceptions. And that's by William James. And when I...
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I'm sorry, we've been having some problems, and some of them were caused by me, but regardless, we're on with Marianne Rademacher. Marianne, I'm so delighted to have you as a guest. You have got such a wonderful, wonderful publication here, Live Boldly.
Thank you, Donna.
And when I was talking about you earlier, and about the things that you were doing, I'd love for you to tell my audience, you know, how you designed a certain posters, you're a speaker trainer, you've been involved in retail, you have written other books, Live Each Day as If It Were on Purpose, Live with Intention, and you like to say that courage does not always roar. And I was mentioning to my audience one of the quotes that you had in your book by William James, to change your life, start immediately, do it flamboyantly, no exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were waiting to make the connection, I said it reminded me of Auntie Mame, the movie. And I love the scene. Auntie Mame is dragging her pregnant employee up the stairs and is telling her that life is a banquet and most poor suckers are starving to death.
Mm.
And I love that scene. I just absolutely love it because Rosalind Russell has this wonderful energy that comes out with that, and she's just so dynamic, and it's like they're starving to death, and here they have all of this here. Live boldly. Is that what you had in mind when you put this book together? What was it that pushed your button?
What pushes my buttons, Donna, is the number of people that come to me looking for clarification and for help in identifying their values and their life mission. And my greatest wish for the people that I work with and for those that are listening to us right now is that they would recognize that the dream isn't something that waits for you. It's not something that's sitting off on the horizon line in the distance. It's with us. It travels with us every day within us. And we are under the mistaken idea that we need to wait for things to line up with the stars or until we have more money or until we lose weight or fill in whatever blank might need to be filled in. A lot of people feel that they have to wait to live their dream, to change their life, to live boldly. And my message is not only there's no need to wait, but don't wait.
It's sort of like writing a book.
Tell me how you mean.
Well, if you have a story you want told and you want to put the book together, you can go to all kinds of people for advice. You can read all kinds of books on how to do it, but until you put the pen to paper or push the buttons on a computer and make up a file and start writing, you're never going to have the meat of what it is that's going to make that book what it is.
That's very true.
And it was interesting to me. You said when you started your books, and I'm just going to quote it, you said, if self-validation were our most significant measure, we'd give trophies to ourselves and not watch celebrities receive them on TV. I wouldn't have to ask prominent and recognizable people to endorse my books. I wrote it. I will endorse it for you. And I said, amen to that. That's really good. I like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So here you are. And anyone that likes Dr. Seuss, I think, is totally sane. And so I really enjoyed what you said when you quoted Dr. Seuss. You said, be who you are and say what you feel because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind.
Mm.
That to me is such good logic.
Oh, brilliant logic.
And here you are, a woman that has done some unique things. What is it that you think has enabled you to come to this aha of living boldly in your own definition where maybe others just seem like they have to have everything perfect before they can submit it? I know one woman that's got a manuscript that she sent to me. She wanted me to review her material. She really wanted to be on the show. And someone else critiqued it. They said, oh, send it back. I can't have Donna see that if these are your comments. And I said, who cares?
Yes.
Let me see the cotton picking thing. And as it turned out, a friend of hers that I met, this woman has been working on this book for 7 years. He said it'll never be done, it'll never be right, and he keeps trying to tell her, just publish the silly
just
thing.
Get it out there.
Get it out there. Revisions, you can do it till ad infinitum, and it'll never get done. It'll
it's
never
true.
Be done because it never is going to be perfect. You'll remember something, you'll put another comma in another spot, somebody else will burp and say, oh goodness, you should totally obliterate page 7. Why?
Because it's their opinion.
Right.
And at the end of the day, Donna, an author has to put their own name on a work,
mm-hmm.
own it, and stand up for it and stand up with it. And if we are doing nothing else with our lives than writing the story of our days by the way we live, then the same thing applies. We really have to come to a place where, I'm going to quote what you just said moments ago, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You asked me what led me to this epiphany, and I'll tell you, it's revisiting wisdom that I manifested and learned when I was a child. I was fearless. What was the worst thing that was going to happen to me if I stood up on my banana seat and pedaled my bike as fast as I could with one foot and steered with one of my hands? I would fall. Who cares? As a child, I was willing to take really interesting risks for the sake of discovery, for the sake of what I might find out. And I'll tell you, I looked like a fool plenty of times, and I certainly fell a lot. But boy, did I have fun. I learned a lot, and I didn't go around asking my neighbor kid friends, what did I look like? What did you think of that? Did anybody laugh at me? You know, those weren't my questions, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
It was Yahoo, and I want to do it again, and does anybody want to come with me? You know?
Did you have many volunteers?
We had quite a crew in my neighborhood. We did a lot of things together, put on play productions and rode Daredevil down the street. And, Donna, there's a lot to be learned from the fearlessness of children, because they have not yet learned yet to measure their value by the estimation and opinions of others. They come to their events full of their own enthusiasms and measure the success by how much they liked it, if they had fun,
mm-hmm.
if they want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been coming as an adult back to the knowing that I had as a child. And I can't help but quote Picasso, who said that it takes a very long time to become young.
I agree with that statement.
Kids do not walk out of their houses asking each other, what are the neighbors going to say? They just don't. And in the same way, when we evaluate our own lives, whether or not we are living them boldly, we need to begin to apply our own measures rather than the measures and the standards and expectations of other people.
And that takes courage.
It does.
Takes a lot of courage. It takes a willingness to explore. It takes a willingness to be the individual self. And it takes willingness to acknowledge when you make mistakes. It's okay. Now you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, like the old saying, the old song is, and start all over again. Now, you talk and you make a statement. I'm going to quote directly from your book. You have to be willing to let the chips fall where they may and trust. Boy, that's a big word, five-letter word, trust. Implicitly trust that it will work regardless. And it's amazing how when you do that, there is a synchronicity that occurs in life. It's as if when you give yourself permission to see what it is that you want to do, accomplishing it, and not be deterred by the fact that maybe you have this huge, huge dream, vision, whatever you want to use in the way of a description for yourself, that it can really happen. And all you do is just take one step, one little step at a time. Let's talk about vision for a minute. Because in that chapter, and you have a specific chapter devoted to that, you said when you were 27, you were convinced that you were going to have to wait to do what you wanted to do until you were at least 40.
Yes.
To have enough money and accumulate knowledge to start your own company. Boy, oh boy, look at the ones that are starting their own companies when they're 7 years old, for heaven's sake. Where is it we get stuck in this stuff?
I don't know where we get stuck. I think we all draw our own little holes for ourselves to fall in, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. Even I talk about the courage to explore and the willingness to fail. And being willing to fail is really a very important part of changing a pattern or taking a risk. But right along with that, I want to say that we also have to be willing to succeed. Many people draw a line of comfort around their feet in a place that's neither successful nor considered failure. And because it's safe and predictable, they're happy or at least willing to stay in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as it takes courage to be willing to fail, I also believe it takes a great deal of guts to believe in yourself and be willing to succeed beyond your own expectations.
And also to accept that there will be those people that will be happy to see you succeed. So many times we are told we are not going to be able to do it because we're not with the right people or we don't have the right circumstances. And that brings me into one of your other chapters on release. You have the word trust, and then you have release. And boy, those have been two words that have been incorporated into my space quite a bit.
Mm.
And that is something that was really, really hard for me to get to. I could do one maybe and maybe the other, but it seemed like doing them together was a real challenge at times. Not in everything, but with certain things that were extremely significant to me because of old stuff in my head.
Mm.
And we all have it. We all go through it. So it's a work, we're always a work in progress, aren't we?
We are.
Always a work in progress. And that's something about making it all right that what you may desire or aspire for is not right here, right now. It's okay.
It is okay. Release carries a real strong message for me in another capacity, too. Donna, just a few moments ago, you said that sometimes people assess that we're in the wrong crowd or don't know the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Releasing of old stuff, as you referenced, is really significant, but releasing old relationships, which is a real wincing thing to talk about because we cherish our friends and we invest a lot of our lives in developing certain relationships. But part of the process of releasing isn't just with old stuff that we carry around mentally or emotionally, but it's being willing to release certain circles of individuals who no longer match our vision for our life or support the lifestyle as we're choosing it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's hard. But it's pretty important to recognize that an individual may have relationships in their life that are not serving their own greater good.
That is a very significant point, and I've had many different phases in my life with change where some people that I just loved them dearly, but we could no longer walk in the same direction, and it is painful.
It is.
Because when you love someone, that love never goes away, but you do come to that point of awareness, and there are specific situations I can recall feeling very pained about, but also realizing I couldn't go back. I had to move forward. They could stay and do and be whatever they wanted to be, but it was time to move on. And you'll know that you're doing the right thing because it's as if there's a big weight that comes off of your shoulders.
So true.
Out of your heart.
I like to compare that to the games that we played on the playground when we were really little that involved a ball. You know, there weren't a lot of rules, Donna. It just, everybody got to play. There was a ball. It involved kicking it or throwing it around.
You know,
the most important thing was that people participated. And then as we grew older and got a bigger physical skill set and greater coordination, the game started gaining greater specificity and developed certain sets of rules. And the metaphor that I offer here is that some people move into baseball, some people move into basketball, some people move into soccer. They all involve a game, and it's all participative, but boy, aren't the rules different.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tried as an adult to synthesize what happens in soccer with what happens in baseball, you end up with a lot of sore shoulders and damaged shins because they just don't mesh anymore. And that's what it's like when people grow in different directions and have different visions for themselves.
Healthy choices.
They are.
Healthy choices. Here we've got so much that one could relate to, but it's up to us. It's up to us to make those choices. It's up to us to evaluate what is right for us on all levels, whether it is eating healthy foods, being in a particular working environment, living in a certain country or a certain state. It can be on so many different levels in life, but we have the right to make the choices.
It's a right in the choosing, and it's a responsibility in the consequence.
Mm-hmm. Now, challenges. I don't know of anybody that doesn't have them. I mean, they can be so simple as giving out a wrong phone number, like I did, to the engineer, to being in a position where you've got a life and death situation. I mean, there's all kinds of challenges. And I was reviewing emails before the show, because I have been on a business trip and I have a few hundred of them waiting for me.
Mm.
And in going through them, there were all kinds of points of information, and one really touched my heart because there is a person who is spending time with a friend who's dying from a very serious illness. And I thought, wow, this is the second situation that I've heard up within just a short period of time. And then this morning I got the news about the other individual that I knew with Claudia having passed away. Challenges we face many, many different times, whether it's a part of the living experience or the death experience. They're there. They're never going to go away.
The thing that changes, Donna, is the way that we look at them,
mm-hmm.
walk up to them, and how we're willing to interact and touch them.
Mm-hmm. Relentless commitment. Now, you related this to writing. But this can go again across the board. When you use those two words together, what do they mean to you?
Relentless commitment means a strategic and consistent loyalty to a concept, an idea, or an approach. Not rigidity. When people hear the word relentless, it often, they draw back because it strikes them as something that they might hear, oh, say, in the Marine Corps.
mm-hmm.
And that is not how I mean relentless. When I say relentless commitment, I mean that I have an unreserved, deep loyalty to myself, to my health, to my personal growth, and to manifesting my gifts, talents and abilities for the good of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when I meet with discouragement or setbacks, it means that I look at that in a fresh way, in a new way. If I've dropped it, I pick it up, and I find a new way to carry it forward. That is unrelenting commitment.
Change is an issue we all have to deal with, and you talk about your friend Mike in the book, and he'd gone through so many different things, and you said, and he wrote you, and these are his words. He said, there's so much to say about change. It's the flip side of the coin from control. Change keeps us from going stale, helps prevent Alzheimer's, excites us, teaches us, inspires us, creates us. In our lives, we're either growing or shrinking. There is no such thing as maintaining. Embracing change willfully means we develop our ability to adapt to new situations, new environments, both expected and unexpected. Change will come to our lives. Friends will come and go. Jobs will be lost. Children will leave the nest. Loved ones will die. How we adapt, how we deal with those changes determines how well we live our lives. What does not destroy us makes us stronger. Yet I still like to have my toothbrush in the same spot every morning. Mike has a great sense of humor.
He went off
to the Peace Corps.
He's a funny guy, and he's working in the Peace Corps as we speak.
Amazing. And how old a man is he?
He is 54.
Going into the Peace Corps at 54. Whoa, what a change.
Pretty substantial change. And he took an entire household and reduced it to 12 boxes that he stored at his parents' house.
Amazing. This man said, I'm going to live. And he's had a number of hard things occur in his life, death of loved ones, and had to go through all of those adjustments. You have a comment in here, honor your actions as your teachers. Wow. That is a very powerful combination of words. Honor your actions as your teachers. How many times have I goofed? And boy, have they taught me a lot of things. I don't know of anyone. Again, I'm perhaps using the same line again and again, but I don't know of anybody that doesn't, if they pay attention, learn from their failures,
well,
learn from the goofs.
There's the key right there, Donna, and it's paying attention. I taught writing classes in a prison for many years, and commonly when I would ask the question, why did you do this thing, or what made you say that just now, the answer frequently was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were able to discover together in those writing classes is that the key for those individuals to get out of prison and lead productive, non-incarcerated lives was to find ways to know the answer to the question, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just true for criminals, Donna. It's true for all of us. The more connected we are to our motivations and the why behind our actions, the greater understanding we are able to embrace our day with.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. Illumination. This illumination, celebration, enthusiasm, questioning. Then you have a section as you walk. You talk about endurance, leadership, so many different components. And then you say in your book, may angels gather at your shoulder. I think that your book encompasses so many good thoughts. You've taken your selection of words, put it into your book, Live Boldly, and know that it's just that encouragement for people to be unafraid of the greatness within them.
What a great way of putting it, Donna.
It is so magical. I just came back from a retreat that involved 100 women, and I can tell you it was one of the most joyful experiences I had at this conference, because each of these individuals, I had the chance to talk with many of them. They each had their own story, and they were each contributing in their own special way. And I thought, what a very, very fortunate individual I am to have been given this opportunity to meet movers and shakers in one room whose path I may or may not cross again, but to have the opportunity to be in the environment of conversation and communication to a degree that really shows value. And I think your book, Live Boldly, is very compatible with the experience that I had, because each and every one of these women were interested enough in themselves to invest in themselves, to rediscover a whole new level of commitment and understanding of wellness, to be able to laugh, not be concerned about anything, but just being right where they were in that moment. That was being of mindful presence, and that was just a phenomenal experience.
What a delight.
Now, Marianne, I know we're just about out of time. What is your website so people can find out more about you, your books, and whatever else they may discover on your website?
Well, I have two websites. One, people can find all of my products at MarianneRodmacher.com, and I spell my name with an E, Mary, MaryAnneRodmacher. And then a brand new website that I'm still in the process of, anyone that's ever built a website knows it. It's like that manuscript. It's hard. It hardly ever feels finished. And that's MarianneRodmacher.net.
All right. So that's simple enough. Marianne Rodmacher. Let me spell it out for you. MarianneRadmacher.com and also .net. net, which is a work in progress constantly. Marianne, it's been a delight having you as a guest today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna. It was a pleasure being in your company.
It's been just a joy. Marianne Rademacher, live boldly. Cultivate the qualities that can change your life. That's what this book is all about. Don't forget our website, MarianneRodmacher.com or .net. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to be taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Good things to share.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Siebel. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Siebel's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Siebel's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Siebel and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Siebel. Telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. And if you're listening to this broadcast for the first time, we're so delighted that you've joined the listening family for the Donna Siebel Show. And what this is all about is you're welcome to call in, give me your first name or initial, I'll give you an intuitive impression about what I feel about you, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. I call myself an information resource, and I'm here available for free to you during this half hour, so just know you can call in. Let me let you know about the guests that are going to be coming up. The Grieving Garden, Suzanne Redfern, is going to be my guest tomorrow. So many people have to deal with children that have terminal illnesses and family members that have terminal illnesses. When we were doing the interview, I mentioned that I'd gotten news just this morning about a friend that I've known for 23 years, and he passed away. He had had a battle for about 2 years with progressive levels of cancer and other things. So these are things that need to be addressed, and I, because of the work I'm in, I sort of have a different perspective. But regardless, when someone is moving out of our space of experience, moving on in theirs, and we're sort of left behind, knowing how to deal with that can really make a difference. So we're going to be addressing that tomorrow with Suzanne. And then Dennis McMahon is going to be my guest on Thursday. We're going to be talking about his personal journey into the mystic. Aha, yes. We're going to be exploring the paranormal. And then, well, you better have your pad of paper and pens handy because we're going to be talking about desserts. Hey, we're coming into that time of the year. The weather gets cooler. We're entertaining. We're getting together. And maybe you want to fix something that's not going to put 45 inches on the hips, but it'll still taste good on the lips when you're eating it. And your guest will love it. Well, my guest is going to be Chef Rachel Albert Matisse. She's a wonderful gal. She's been a guest on my show in the past. She comes up with the best recipes, and they're really, really good. So we're going to be doing that on Friday. So we've got a wonderful lineup of people. I hope that you'll join us, and I look forward to doing that. Now, don't forget, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, 530-876-3222. Let's go to our first caller for the show today. Welcome. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show. And first name or initial there?
Dorothy.
All right. Now, Dorothy, as I'm watching you, I'm a little bit concerned because I'm getting an odd sensation physically, and this is up in the upper chest area. Now, it seems to be going a little bit towards the left shoulder, but I actually am getting a sensation that is going into the left shoulder area, but it's more up by the base of the neck. And then I'm getting a long line of color that's leading up to the right shoulder, and that's the cuff, the upper cuff on the shoulder. And I'm watching this, and I don't know if there are any problems with muscles here. If you have a family history regarding the heart or anything like this, where any women in the family have had heart attacks, something like this, I'd encourage you to check with your doctor if you notice this kind of discomfort. Now, okay. It's not extremely sharp, and it's not lasting a long time, but I'm also seeing a discomfort in the back. So it's bothering me, and I can't quite put my finger on it. I don't know if it's related to the heart itself, but I know the body's definitely trying to give a message. It's important for you to keep a diary on any kind of unusual physiological sensation and go in, meet with a doctor, and talk to them, describe it, and you perhaps will have to have a mature woman cardiologist who has dealt with women's situations. Now, I don't see a heart attack. It's as if the body's giving you signals in advance. So I want you to pay attention. I want you to honor and respect those signals, and I want you to have an attitude. I'm going to go in and see if there's something here that's out of order. But I'm perplexed because I can't quite figure out where this is leading to at this moment. All I know is that I want you to pay attention. I don't want you to ignore it, because if you're like the rest of we females, if we work out, do any exercise, we say, oh, gee whiz, it's the exercise. My muscles are sore. No, this is happening more than once. It's not just sore muscles.
Okay.
So pay attention. Also, I am seeing you very fatigued when you're driving. My dear, you must push yourself incredibly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need to really stand down for a little bit of time and ask yourself, why is it you are not being kinder to you? Giving yourself the rest, giving yourself the quiet time that you need. Now, this doesn't mean you have to go up to a cave in the middle of the Himalayas, for heaven's sakes. It just means you need to cultivate an awareness of being good to yourself. You're a hard worker. You like to get things done. You are always anxious about certain things. And you need to know you're going to be all right. I'd like to see you develop a way of thinking that's going to release you from some of the patternings that you have cultivated for most of your life. Am I making sense to you?
Yes.
I'm glad.
I'm always doing for everybody and nothing for me.
All right. It's time to change this, dear. It's really time to change it. There's a little word. It's called no. It's amazing.
Okay.
I want you to stand in front of the mirror and go, no, no. No. I mean, have fun with the word. But mouth it. And play act in your mind how you can say no to different people. And when you find yourself automatically saying, oh, yes, I can take care of this, keep your mouth shut until you have a chance to think it through.
Okay.
And instead of saying, oh, of course, or if you know, sometimes people really do have needs and you want to do it for them, but you know it's not the right thing for you to do because you've already got so much on your plate. So what you can say is, gee, I'm so involved with certain things right now. Can I think about this? And say, nope, I've got to have the answer right now. Then that gives you a way out. Then you can say, I'm going to have to tell you no.
Okay.
I just am not in a position to do it. But if they say, sure, think about it, then do that. Think about it. And weigh and measure the positives and the negatives. And down deep, listen to yourself. And if yourself says, no way, I really don't want to get into this. I don't want to get involved with this person, that person, this situation, that situation. Then you can go back to them and say, I really have done a lot of thinking about this. I don't believe that I'm the right person. And they may say, oh, yes, you are. You're so good. And you say, I really appreciate your compliments. But I don't believe I'm the right individual. Now, I have thought about this, and maybe so-and-so can assist you. Why don't you check with them? But I'm going to have to turn it down at this time. You
okay.
See what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
You are using a form of graciousness. Use your own words.
Okay.
And you can do it. You can be, you're a very gracious person. You're a very caring person. But I am seriously concerned about you physically because
okay.
I think you are internalizing so much emotionally.
Uh-huh.
And that has to go somewhere. I just got off the phone about an hour and a half before I started my show today, talking with someone I've known for years. They were in the hospital recently. They were so stressed that their intestines had literally turned into corkscrews. And the
wow.
only reason that undid itself is because they were given, this person was in so much pain, they couldn't find anything really seriously wrong with this person other than the intestines were twisted. And they couldn't figure that out either. The pain was so great, they said, well, we're going to give you some morphine. They ended up, that morphine didn't touch him at all, so they gave more morphine that caused this person to go into a deep sleep. They awakened 10 hours later, no pain. They checked the intestines had untwisted themselves.
Wow.
Now, that was all from stress. So I share
oh,
that with you.
I'm highly stressed right now because I'm caregiving my brother, who's not an easy person to caregive.
Ask for help, hon.
Okay.
Ask for help. Sometimes there are wonderful people in the hospice groups. Ask for help. Don't try to be superwoman.
Okay.
Don't do it. And there's nothing shameful about it. Lots
okay.
of times when you have someone that you're going through something like this with, they may be angry, depending on what their circumstances might be.
Mm-hmm.
They may be so angry that they're using you as their dumping ground. And that's not unusual. You need to know how to work with this. So
okay.
it's okay, and you need to be able to reach out to those people that, one, have more experience than you do, two, have an empathy because maybe they've walked the same path, and three, you can have some friends.
Okay. But when you say you see a red line in my shoulder, you were saying that I need to see a cardiologist?
That is what I think is a good idea. But I think you will need to explain what you're going through.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, a woman's physiology does not give the same symptoms as men go through if there is a patterning towards a heart condition. And what I am looking at here, I believe, is being induced by stress. And just what
okay.
you've told me is a very good, you know, amen to that. So we want to be able to work with the body so that you don't develop a main
okay.
problem with the heart. So this is a preventative positioning, dear.
Okay.
And that's what I would like for you to take away in your thinking.
Okay.
How can you balance your life and your environment?
I've been trying.
Yeah, but you're doing it all by yourself.
Okay.
You're trying to do it all by yourself. Don't do that.
Okay.
Recognize that there's limitations, and that's okay. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just
okay.
the way life is sometimes.
Okay.
I hope that
helps
you.
I know my husband keeps telling me that, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Right. So you need to respect this physical vehicle. I hope it's helped you a little bit, hon.
Yes, it has, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. It's been a delight chatting with you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. This is okay. Donna Siebel. Hey, we're going to be going on break in just a minute. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. When we come back, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be appearing in a couple of weeks, and I'm determined to get this recipe out for Tyler Florence's shrimp scampi with linguine. Yum. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute.
Donna Siebel publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Siebel. I know we've got a caller waiting on the line. Before we go to that caller, I want to tell you that I'm going to be appearing in San Francisco the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Yes, I have given out the wrong information yesterday and on yesterday. So we are going to be at the Wisdom Festival in San Francisco, and I encourage you to go to their website, wisdomfestival.com, find out all the details. And you will be able to come in and see people from all over the country. You're going to see products and services from around the world. There are going to be speakers coming in from all over to participate in this event, teaching classes. I'm going to be there. And I would just love to have you come by and say hello and, you know, interact. I'm going to be doing many consultations while I'm there. No appointment is necessary, and it's just going to be great. But this is an event that's put on once a year at Fort Mason in San Francisco. And, of course, San Francisco is one of the most beautiful cities in the world as far as I'm concerned. And there's just so much going on there. Won't you join us? If you have the opportunity, go to their website, wisdomfestival.com. Find out about the speakers. Find out about the prices. Your tickets will even be discounted if you go there. So come along, join us for a fabulous weekend and a lot that you can learn and share with yourself, with your family, and with others as well. And do stop by my booth and say hello. This is Donna Siebel. Telephone number to call into, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756. That's in Canada. And, of course, 530-876-3222. Let's go to our very patient waiting caller. Hi,
Donna,
first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
This is Nancy, and I'm calling from Washington State.
From Washington State. Where in the state of Washington?
Lacey.
Lacey, yes, you're my next-door neighbor.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Tacoma.
Oh, my, things have changed. Reminds me of California, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dear. Let's get down to business with you, Nancy. The first thing that I am observing is, I want to say hard work, but also some disappointment in another person. There is an objective that you're wanting to achieve. You are looking at this objective very clearly. You know the disciplines that it will take to reach that objective. And at the same time, you have maybe a buddy or a few people that you are working with, and you might find they drop the ball. I want you to be okay with that. It's not going to make you happy, but I want you to be okay with it.
Okay.
And the reason I want you to be okay with it is that you are learning a whole new skill set of evaluation, adaptation, and application. You are taking it to a whole new level. Don't waste your time fretting over the individual or individuals that aren't going to be able to carry their load. Move on quickly. What I would say to you is always have a backup plan in place. Have a backup plan in place. If you do that, you're not going to lose. You're going to come out way ahead. But it is that adaptation that is really going to come in handy. You are going to be doing quite a few fast-moving changes in your personal life as well as in a professional direction. This is going to mean so much to you, but I have to chuckle because I am seeing you fretting a little bit and grumbling and mumbling, but yet you're moving on with it. And you're going to finally look back and say, by golly, I'm glad I went through it, and I'm glad I was able to mumble and grumble and still do anyway, because it is a good thing that I went through the changing patterns I did. And though the persons that maybe I would have depended upon have disappointed me, that's okay, too, because I've got new people that I've brought into my space. So I want you to know that a lot of these shifts and changes that are coming in so quickly are happening because you are being groomed for a position of responsibility with an association that will bring you in contact with people who want to have you as that individual that's going to be the director, that will say, okay, you go in this way, the other person goes over here, then we'll meet on Wednesday, we'll discuss it. You've got a wonderful way of communicating people with people, and it's growing, it's expanding. So I want you to be patient with the circumstances that you're going to be working through. Do your diligence. Take care of the detail. Don't waste your time getting angry or frustrated. Just look at it and say, is this a person that's really committed or not? If they're not, that's okay. I release them. In fact, it may surprise them that you say, it's okay. You don't have to be here on Tuesday, or you don't have to do this. That's all right. I got somebody else. I don't want you burdened. And they may stand there with their mouth open going, uh-oh, how come I got disengaged so quickly? But you're going to learn how to do this well. You're going to learn how to do it well, and it's going to serve you well. Don't worry about the money, dear. You're going to be just fine. You really are, and I'm not saying it to pacify you or placate you. I really mean that sincerely. You do well with money, you manage it well, and you're going to continue to do well. You're just going through these little bumps and these shifts and changes, and they're necessary. Excuse me. They're necessary.
Okay.
You have a question for me.
If you could see anything health-wise with me.
Actually, when it comes to health, the first thing that I'm picking up is your legs.
Okay.
You need some kind of an exercise program, and I'd recommend a Teresa Taps. If you've listened to the show before, you've been hearing about her. There is so much that she offers as a rehabilitation therapist that I think would be very helpful to you. But you need to find something that you can do that is going to stimulate the circulation in your body in a balanced way so that your hips are not going to cause you and your lower back the discomfort that you experience. Very important. So a certain type of dancing would do it for you. Swimming might do it for you to a degree. You need to explore, but you need to have something that's going to stimulate the circulation in the legs, because I'm seeing one of the legs going numb.
Yeah.
And I don't like that at all. So you need to have something that is going to work with the entire cellular system of your body.
Okay.
Check out Teresa's information. I'll tell you, after being at her retreat this last weekend, it was so insightful. And I met people of all sizes, shapes, colors, physical problems, and it was amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
So give me a call at my office if you want more information. I'll be happy to.
Okay. Thank you so much, Donna. God bless you.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in. You have a fabulous day, hon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, we're out of time. And I still haven't gotten that shrimp scampi with linguine out. Well, we'll try tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. This has been an interesting hour. Thank you so much for being with me. It's a delight. And tomorrow, don't forget, we're going to be talking about the grieving garden. And it's a wonderfully heartwarming interview that we're going to have with Suzanne Redford. So I invite you to join me. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Life is now. Don't wait until when everything's perfect, as you perceive perfect. Start out today. This is your moment to live. This is your moment to be the person you are with honesty, integrity, and purpose. And when you've got that, your light is going to shine so brightly, other people are going to tap you on the shoulder and say, can I have some of what you've got? And you'll be happy to share it with them. God bless. Talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. We'll be sharing you the best that we've got. Don't forget those archives. They're available, too. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.